Let freedom clean. Let freedom clean.
Hey, John, do you like soaps?
Love it.
Do you love our military?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, man, do I have a company for you. Hero Soap Company.
Oh, you mean the all-natural, no chemicals, fragrances, or dyes?
Oh, that's the one.
No parabens found in many mainline soaps. Parabens, according to the FDA, are found in breast biopsies with cancer and cause male reproductive issues.
Oh, no!
What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. And with every subscription, this purchase will donate one soap. So that means when you get a soap, they send a soap overseas to our troops. Gives them some peppermint cool to tingle their nuts for the first time during their deployment. And a portion of sales also go to Operation Finally Home, which helps build homes for veterans in need.
Subscribe and get soap straight to your door every month, hassle-free and contract-free.
And for right now, Hero Soaps is having our fans get 10% off their purchase when you use the promo code BIGFOOT. That's right, guys. 10% off when you use the promo code BIGFOOT at checkout.
So, BIGFOOT, if you get a subscription, you get to donate to some troops in need.
Oh, yeah. Let freedom clean, guys.
Damn. There go BIGFOOT. What about BIGFOOT?
What about him?
BIGFOOT.
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that's one part facts and 99% fun. I'm your host, Dude, and sitting next to me always having fun is
Jay.
And this is the podcast talking about mystical creatures, non-mystical creatures, goblins, ghouls, conspiracy theories, non-conspiracies, assassinations, non-assassinations, ghosts, goblins, witches, warlocks, and anything we deem fun, cool, and amazing. And where are we going this one?
Oh, this is a classic.
You know? Oh, classic, what goodie?
I can't believe that we have been missing the classics, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Medusa.
Oh!
A little bit of Greek mythology.
Yeah, Greek mythology, and you know, bad for us because, you know, we're men, so we can't interview her.
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of knows about Medusa. She's already, you know, iconic and in her own right.
Yeah.
The ironic part about her curse is that people wouldn't know her, you know what I mean? That's crazy now that she's so, like, just infamous or famous. Like,
yeah.
That she is just known by basically everybody who's, yeah, like, not a child.
Yeah.
Not a little baby. Yeah. Everybody pretty much knows who Medusa is.
Little baby.
Would you?
Not a baby, no. Comes out of the womb, like, ah, everybody is Medusa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when he grow up.
Yeah.
So, originally, Medusa was a beautiful maiden with golden hair.
Ooh.
Locks. A flowing.
Locks of flowing. Reason in them.
She actually vowed to be celibate her entire life.
Ooh.
As a priestess of Athena.
Oh.
So the goddess of Athena.
Yeah.
You know, she was the priestess for Athena. She actually vowed her celibacy for the rest of her life. But she fell in love with Poseidon.
Oh, man, Poseidon.
Yes, the god of the sea and storms and fucking hurricanes and all that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
He's the man.
Yeah, so he's actually pretty cool. He has a cool trident and shit, you know what I mean? Why wouldn't she want to fucking bang him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They actually, they found love, whatever, got married, you know, banged. So then, Athena.
You double-crossed the god?
Athena punishes her by placing this curse, right?
Yeah.
Turns her beautiful eyes into bloodshot, angry, fierce, and disgusting, and her face into an aging, hag-like, kind of wrinkly, gross face, right?
Yeah.
Turn her beautiful, golden, flowing locks into poisonous, venomous snakes.
That's cold-blooded.
Yes.
Cold-blooded.
And along with the curse, anyone that looks at Medusa would turn to stone.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I should get to look her in the eye or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah, it's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they have to look at each other, you know? It's not, yeah. I mean,
you can't,
I mean, I don't know, maybe you can't glance at her.
Side eye.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Side eye.
Side eye. Oh, shit.
Oh. Just really quick.
Really quick.
So, with that, you know, Her beautiful pale white skin becoming a greenish hue, you know, so she becomes this monster, even on some accounts here, her even having wings.
Oh shit.
Being a winged beast.
Oh, with
snakes for hair.
Snakes for hair.
And a, you know, death look. The look of death turns people into stone.
I never knew about her turning into an ugly hag. I always thought that like, she kept her like beautiful face.
Well, okay.
Oh.
There's multiple stories, right?
Oh.
Multiple artists.
Yeah.
It's kind of where this depicted, like the vase painters, you know, obviously yeah. they only have one dimension, but then the sculptors,
yeah,
you know, would make her super beautiful and make her like real pretty with, you know,
with the snakes. The
crazy snakes,
yeah,
you know, but then like reality. The stories,
yeah,
like the you know,
the reality,
that, yeah, she was supposed to be like, like an older, yeah, like. Like, the point was to make her so ugly that nobody wanted to look at her. You know what I mean? Because she was so beautiful that she, you know, decided to fall in love with her.
Yeah, everyone wanted to look at her.
Yeah, so that's kind
of... That's like a better curse.
That's kind of the curse, was that anyone who did look at her from that point on, you know...
That's dope.
Got turned into stone. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, that's part of it. Either, you know, you don't look at this ugly chicken. If you do, you're fucked, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
Yeah, that's a cold-blooded punishment, but...
Pretty cold.
Yeah.
After that, she was actually shamed and shunned and hid, you know, into a cave. Yeah, so, because obviously no one wants to be her friend, or,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Or you can't even look at her.
Yeah,
so
can't look at
her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was one of three of the Gorgon sisters, her being the only mortal one.
Oh.
Her other two sisters were immortal, I know, but her being, I guess, like the head of the sisters, whatever, she was immortal for whatever reason. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's a short end of the stick.
Pretty fucked up. She was born of the, I guess there was another god of the sea. His name is Phorcys.
Phorcys,
I guess. And Keto, which.
Keto, the diet.
which apparently is Phorcys' wife and sister.
So, the Greeks like to do that.
Yeah, they do a bunch of sketchy shit like that. Perseus. Was sent by the king. You know who Perseus is, you know? He was sent to kill and retrieve the head of Medusa.
Oh, yeah.
Upon doing so, he actually got gifts from Hermes, you know, the winged sandals.
Yeah.
And he actually got Athena's mitered shield. And he got, like, Hades' invisible helmet thing.
Nice.
So he actually had, like, a bunch of equipment, you know, to go take down this beast.
Yeah.
To retrieve her head, which he actually did.
That's
what I thought. Yeah, he actually went to go kill her. He actually had to use Athena's shield and look at the reflection in the shield behind him.
Yeah.
And he had to, like, cut her head off.
Right.
So, yeah, basically. So it's pretty cool, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're not even looking at your target, really.
He
killed her, you know, one of these creatures who can turn people to stone and,
has,
like, wings, and she's, like, a fucking legendary monster.
Yeah, I don't know, I think I would, if I'm at that point, I'm like, I'm Medusa, I'm like, all right, come on, let's get it over with. Just chop the fucking head off.
Yeah, let's just go out.
Yeah, no one's touching me.
Upon doing so, upon the beheading of Medusa, the blood that actually squirted out actually became her two sons.
What?
The birth of her sons came from her flowing bloods.
What the fuck is going on?
Her two sons, Chrysor. I don't know how to say this.
Chrysor. It's Greek.
Greek, man. I don't know.
Chicken and
Greek.
Very hot.
Which is the giant with the golden sword.
Oh, he got a golden...
And Pegasus, the winged horse.
Stop bullshit. What, you got some Pegasus? Why, mine has just been...
Yeah, very blown. Crazy. Very that's crazy, because I actually never knew that.
Yeah, Pegasus born of blood.
Born of Medusa's blood. Super cool.
Yeah, super metal.
So Pegasus is...
fucking metal as shit.
Is the son of Medusa. That's just really crazy, because it's a winged horse, you know?
Yeah.
And his brother is like a giant.
With a golden sword.
With a golden sword. Yeah, that's how,
Ying and yang.
Yeah. I think this is a really cool story because, you know, there's been always stories and movies and other depictions, and so many artists through the years have their own kind of, you know.
Somebody she has a snake body.
You know, I have my own kind of fascination. You know what I mean? I have my, but it's octopus tentacles. You know, I change it up a little bit. I have my own fascination with octopuses.
He's a tentacle man.
Yeah, I'm a tentacle kind of guy. Like snakes, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have my own kind of, like, octopus Medusa kind of thing going.
Yeah.
So it's, I think this is fascinating to basically everybody that hears the story of Medusa. Yeah, like, you know, a lady that's so beautiful that got cursed that she turns people to stone.
Yeah, cursed. But I learned some new facts, and Pegasus one blew my mind. And she's even birthed it came out of her blood, which is fucking pretty crazy cool. As shit. We have brother sister fucking. Yeah. Hey. This story has everything.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, short of Hercules, this is probably one of the
more well-known, always.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. No one knew. I bet you 99.9. If you ain't Greek, you didn't know Pegasus came out of her blood.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and some other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy with a golden sword.
Chrysler.
he went on to make cars.
Oh, that's weird. I think, you know, just Greek mythology alone, I'm sorry, all the words are so hard for me to pronounce or for us to pronounce, you know what I mean? But that's just kind of how it is.
Greek
heart. Yeah, we ain't Greek.
Yeah.
Start off there. I think this is another good one. It's a classic, like I mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that we should have done sooner, I feel like.
But then,
you know, we always find, like the D.B. Cooper, you know, that was one that shouldn't have lasted this long. And I'm glad we're still able to find something.
There's some goodies, and there's some good facts that we're not just spewing out the same facts. They went to, like the blood thing. You have Poseidon. I didn't know there was another sea god.
Yeah, apparently Medusa's dad.
Yeah, I didn't know that shit. That there was only one god of the sea, and his name was started with a P.
Yeah. Master P.
Master P. but yeah, this is crazy. Like, I didn't know this was such a luscious story. I didn't know she was an old haggard woman, because I've only ever seen the...
Well, she was young, and, you know.
Young, and then they made her a hag.
Cursed, then she got really ugly.
They're really ugly, with the bloodshot red eyes. And,
snakes for hair.
Snakes, I didn't know about the snakes for hair, everyone knows about the snakes for hair. And poison even, snakes.
Even Hercules, there's a story of Hercules actually retrieving a snake from the head of Medusa. From Athena to give to another person. Excuse me, I don't remember her name. It's Greek.
Yeah.
But give that to her to save her city from being attacked, actually.
With a
snake? So if you just have the snake, it actually has the same exact powers as Medusa.
What? I didn't know that.
One snake
head. What the fuck? I thought the snakes were just doing
another fun fact.
Yeah, another fun fact. She was just all over you. Like, you looked at the snake, you fucking died.
I mean, it's kind of weird that Medusa, like, went into hiding. And you have wings, and you're, like, pretty cool.
People were like, back beast, yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd be like, stone.
This is my city.
Stone.
This is my city.
Yeah.
And then, maybe she's just so sad, you know. She's like a bright young woman.
I tell all those, the stone armies in China or whatever.
Oh.
Medusa got that ass.
Oh, so they were not just, you know, weird...
Sculptures
that the Chinese people
that,
did.
That should actually be in its own episode.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Right? Yeah. Coming up later.
Why would you do
coming
that?
Coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, China does a lot of shit we don't really
know about.
Why. Yeah.
Yeah, they're mysterious.
Whatever, China.
Keep your little secrets. We'll unveil them. But yeah. This one, I knew it was a classic. I was like, oh, I probably know a bunch of facts. And then you blew my mind with a bunch of other facts. I was like,
some weird stuff on my Pegasus.
Some little minor stuff, like the Hagrid face to the Pegasus one. What?
To the snakes also having the same power. I was
always under the impression that Pegasus was made out of clouds thanks to Hercules 1997.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right, even like, was it like Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Like Pegasus comes down as a gift from the gods.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and then he goes to kill Medusa after, and like Pegasus flies him over there to kill her.
And Riley, you chop your head off, and out comes baby.
So,
or was he a full-grown horse?
Full-grown horse, I guess.
What?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I wasn't there.
Was he a giant? Did he have the golden sword when he was born? Where? How did he get the golden sword?
Yeah, that was actually one of the first questions. I was like, huh. He just kind of got assigned.
Yeah.
Birth, here's your golden sword. This is how you're going to be remembered.
Yeah.
The giant with the golden sword.
With the golden sword.
Which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like, Chrysler,
but was the
golden sworded giant sounds cooler.
Yeah, but then is it really cool if it's just like a regular sword? Like, it was like a regular human sword. And the giant is like... Little feet.
It has a dagger.
You know,
it looks like a dagger.
It looks like the dagger from Clue.
Oh, yeah.
The little plastic one. But yeah, this blew my mind. This is really, really fun. Greek mythology is just full of fun stuff. Dark shit, like.
Yeah, bunch of dark shit, but just sisters and brothers banging and weirdos.
And gods banging humans and breaking their vows. Yes. And other gods getting like, she did what?
Who's you? Basically, yeah.
Yeah, how did she find out? Like, besides probably bragging, be like, man, I got that girl.
Yeah. Hey, remember that go-header bit?
And he said, she would be celibate for you. No, no, not when Mr. P came in the room.
Yeah, he was like, smell this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit.
She's got a whiff of my trident there, baby. And she got a man who went, no, fuck this bitch. All right, fuck you. You're fucking now Hagrid with them snakes. Poisonous snakes at that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently can turn people to stone, too. That's just the most dangerous snake of all.
They all have their own powers.
Yeah.
So maybe, maybe it is anyone that just looks at her, because maybe the snake's looking at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's multiple points of view now if they're all looking at
different directions. Yeah, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Can't ever see her.
Yeah, so that's the curse problem.
Wow. Know?
Can't ever be looked at again. You want to be a pretty little bitch? Not no more.
Nope, now you're Medusa.
Yeah.
Which, in turn, made her the most famous.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think she's more famous than Athena.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
There's the irony of it.
Yeah, so that's where the irony comes in. Yeah. She was supposed to be like this thing that was supposed to be forgotten, and now she's like a legendary. You know, she's in the lore forever of mythology.
Yeah, human, Greek, not even Greek mythology, just popular culture mythology.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, multiple movies, you know, stories, books, and everything.
Yeah.
Artists forever.
Yeah.
You know, still to this day, create Medusa, and sculptures and statues and paintings and vases. And
this one was deliciously good, but we gotta ask the question, man, what about Bigfoot?
Oh, Bigfoot, you know, it's kind of weird bringing Bigfoot into like the European side of the stuff, you know what I mean? Especially the mythological stuff on that end, just because, you know, the time difference.
Yeah,
maybe he was there, you know?
He was there, we know he was. Bigfoot's been around since Stone Age.
Yeah,
he's been there, he knows what he's doing,
been all around. I think maybe he even, you know, he might have even showed her where to hide, you know what I mean? Hey, this is how you gotta do it.
Yeah, or
maybe Bigfoot can't look at her either, you know what I mean? So he's like, dude.
Oh, man. Wasn't it everything that turns into stone with her?
We can't be friends. Yeah, everything.
Oh, that's even shitty.
It's not just humans, yeah. So.
Well, how'd she eat? Is she eating stone?
She's a monster. I don't know.
Okay. Anybody Greek know?
Yeah.
Please hit us up at whataboutbigfoot@gmail.com.
You got it right.
I need to know. But this one's kind of. I'm thinking like Bigfoot like helped her get her cave, get her all settled in.
Yeah, just like we can't do this.
She was trying to hit on
my
Bigfoot.
My life's in danger.
She heard about Bigfoot's sexual beings with the nymphs. And she was trying to like. She's like, I can't. I gotta look at you. I'm a guy that looks in the eyes. So when I get my love, I gotta get out of here.
Like, yeah.
And then he left
her. Bigfoot's real intimate.
Yeah, real intimate guy, but he broke another heart. Fucking Bigfoot, leaving him high and dry.
No, it's awful.
Yeah, it's awful. But yeah, I think this was a really good one. Great fun facts on this one. And you guys, if you want more fun facts, look us up on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our email just said it, whataboutbigfoot@gmail.com. Anything else that I'm forgetting? Oh, yeah.
About it.
Ask yourself each and every week, what about Bigfoot?